peach cobbler. Used to have them every day when the peaches were in.
Yeah.
And Mama had a pan about this long and about this wide. And she'd cook those peaches in a skewer and cut the strips of dough about this long, let them hang over. And then, but Mama always browned hers, that. And then she'd put the peaches in there and put that brown in here, and then some more peaches, and then some raw dough on top, and lots of homemade butter, and put it in the oven.
Boy, that sounds good.
And by that time, you had this sugar in there, too, of course. And then you had a thick syrup, and just mushed all around in that lattice work of that brown Idaho.
That sounds wonderful.
It was delightful.
Mm. If somebody has a real good appetite, you might say, he sure does like to put away his
food.
Okay. And what would you call milk or cream that you mix with sugar and a little nutmeg and pour over a piece of pie? What would you call that?
Cream.
Okay.
It's usually taken off of the top of the milk. The cream that has risen to the top.
Once you mix it with the sugar and stuff, would you call it anything different?
No, you just say sweetened cream. And
okay. Food taken between regular meals, you call?
Snack.
Okay, would that be a large amount of food or a small amount?
Well, it just depends on, I guess, how much you'd want to eat.
Oh, okay, a large amount of food, you can still call it a snack?
A snack between meals,
Okay. If you get up in the morning and you want some coffee but there's not any ready, you'll have to do what?
Perk it.
Okay. What do you drink when you're just plain thirsty?
With what?
If you're just plain thirsty, what do you drink?
Water.
Okay. And you usually drink it out of a?
Dipper, glass.
Okay. And you might say that glass fell off the counter and?
Broke.
Okay. You might say, that's the third glass I have, what, this week?
Dropped or broken.
Okay. If I ask you, how much water did you drink? You might say, a whole lot.
I drank a large quantity.
Okay. If dinner's on the table and the family's all standing around, you know, fixing to sit down, you would say, well, go ahead and
have a seat.
Okay. And so they went ahead and
sat.
Okay.
My English may not be too good.
I think it's fine. If you decide not to eat something, you might say, oh, no, thank you, I don't
really care for it.
Okay. If you don't want someone to wait until the potatoes are passed, you might say, well, here, go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay. Food that has been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been
warmed over.
Okay. And food that's been done to, you'd call?
If what?
Food that has been done to, you would call what?
Cold.
Well, no, you've warmed it over and you say, well, I don't have anything to give you, but...
It's warmed over food.
Okay, anything else you'd call it besides warmed over food?
I guess you might say secondhand food.
Okay. You put the food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
Okay. And what all vegetables did you all used to grow in your garden?
Vegetables?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you grow potatoes and beans and peas and okra and tomatoes and cabbage and turnip greens and spinach and broccoli and onions and I did say tomatoes, I think.
Yeah, what do you call those little tomatoes that don't get any bigger than about this big?
Porter.
Okay.